Tamara.
And I'm Rel.
And welcome to Fearful Friends Podcast.
That was a half-hearted air horn.
I was so afraid you wouldn't do it.
I almost forgot again, but it's expected of me at this point.
Yeah, I rely on it.
That's how you know we've actually started. Because we've already tried to start this like four times, and then Tamara has to burp.
I still feel it.
Yeah. There.
No. Got it. That was it.
Weak sauce. That was a one on the scale.
I know, but it was still in there somewhere. I could just feel it. Okay. All right. Thank you. I feel so much better.
Good. Didn't even.
Wait, I forgot. Am I going first or are you going first?
You're going to go first.
Okay. All right, Rel. What's new in Rel's world?
Oh, that means that I talk about myself first? Okay. Yeah. Here's the thing. Have you watched? No, you haven't because you don't fucking have Netflix. I need someone to talk to about it.
What is it called?
It's called Society of the Snow. It's about, you probably remember listening to the podcast that My Favorite Murder did on the story, that the Uruguayan rugby team that crashed in the Andes and they like had to survive by like cannibalism and stuff. You remember that, right?
No, but I remember my coworker telling me about this. She did a terrible job of telling me what you just told me.
It's wild. So like I've listened to so many different podcasts about it, and like I know all the fucking gory details, like shit that happened in the plane crash with like, you know, when you go super fast down a hill and you hit something, everything from the back of the plane gets smushed up in the front and creates an accordion effect. So like this plane crash happens in the movie. It's like 14 minutes in and I had to fucking pause it and like down my glass of wine because I had such bad anxiety because like they showed everything. And like, it wasn't like insane gore. Like you didn't see blood squishing against the walls, but like you saw a couple broken legs and like you definitely see the accordion happen. And I was like, oh my God. And it was just like, it was so good and so well done. And like, I just need someone to talk to about it. I even like put the feelers out there on Instagram. Like, hey, anybody seen this yet? Someone reach out. And I only had one coworker be like, oh, I'll watch it.
You can call my coworker. She's I fucking drab and boring. So good luck with that. Selfish. Stupid.
Is it banker whore?
No, it's her friend.
Oh, no, I'm out.
Banker whore, that's hilarious.
All I can remember is you telling me about her wanting to dress up as a whore or something for Halloween.
A slutty banker.
Banker whore, sorry.
It's her 81st birthday tomorrow.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's what I get to
Happy
deal with.
Happy birthday. What are you going to do?
Why are you
seeing
so
nice? Why don't you bring her that weird box of crackers? it's a $10 box of crackers
I got
that
her.
Will probably break her dentures.
We got her as a group, we got her a foot massage gift certificate. I go to the same place. I love getting foot massage. Like,
oh,
I don't,
my God, now you guys are gonna like accidentally show up at the same time.
No, I would never.
You don't know when she's going.
If I ever see her, I'll run away. I'm never gonna see her in public. I fucking hate
we'll
her.
See.
Like, honestly, I should get a raise just for having to deal with her. But it's not about me. It's about you right now.
I just told you. What else is going on in my life? I flushed a hair clip down the
that
toilet.
That has been going on. We talked about this months ago.
Well, it's still happening, and I still can't take a poo in my guest bathroom.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Do you want to know what else is going on in my life?
Kinda.
That's it.
Oh.
I have fire ants in my front yard the size of Mount Vesuvius.
Did you pour some vinegar on them?
Is that a thing?
That's what my mom does.
Does it actually work?
I think so.
Oh, it's probably safer for the dogs, too. That's the other thing. I can't just pour it on because this one just fucking puts everything in her mouth.
You grass eater.
She really is. Oh, what's that? It's brown? I'm going to eat it.
Oh, my food? No, thanks.
I caught her with an earthworm in her mouth yesterday. I didn't even realize we had earthworms in our yard.
Oh.
I'm like, stop, they're good for the yard.
Like half of it's fucking decapitated.
I think they still survive after that.
Bitch. No, it was definitely dead. Ugh. Half of it was mushed, like its guts were mushed out. She's like, yum.
Wow.
Earthy. Anyways. That's it. What else do you want to talk about? You want to jump in?
No. I just had like the best pizza.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, you're
honestly
welcome.
Though, like you should try a foot massage. Like I'm not comfortable with having even somebody that I like remotely know who's like a professional, like touching me a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I just don't like that, but I'm okay with my feet.
That's weird. Cause you have a foot thing. You wouldn't even let, we used to be roommates. Uh-huh. We've been best friends for like a bajillion years and you still won't even let me go near your feet. One time I accidentally grazed my foot on your thigh when we were sitting on the couch and you're like, oh, ew.
So I don't like other people's feet touching me when they're hot. If you have cold, clean feet.
Weird.
Like my husband. Love it.
Rich has clean feet.
Yeah, you know, he's got some OCD issues. The man's, and he scrubs so much and he'll come to me and be like, are you scrubbing your feet in the shower? And I'm like,
does he
yes,
scrub
calm
his feet?
Down.
Do yeah. you scrub your feet? No. I don't either. I go, like, all the soap runs down my body and I step in it. That's good enough.
First of all, like, that's dangerous.
Wait.
Standing on one foot in a shower?
Oh, I know. Slip hazard.
Yeah. If I do wash my feet, I just, like, scrub the top of a foot with the bottom of a foot and switch over. That way my feet are both very close to the ground.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess, like, I mean, it's not like we do a lot of farming. Like, our feet aren't getting dirty.
I mean, my feet smell horrible when I get home from work.
Yeah, but,
like, not after I take a shower.
Soap runs down your body, and you step in it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
That's pretty clean.
Yeah. But he's, like, wanting to make sure I'm taking a loofah and, like, really scrubbing. He's like, do you get in between your toes? And I'm like, yeah,
ew.
Definitely.
Wow, he really does have OCD issues.
Yeah.
But that's wild. What is he, like? Lick in between your toes? Like, what's the big
no,
deal?
No. This is casual conversation.
Matt would straight up stick my dirty toe in his mouth if I asked him to.
Good.
I don't know what his problem is.
Rich would not. And if he ever asked me to, I don't know how much longer we'd be married for, honestly.
I never ask for it. Sometimes it just happens.
Either way, if he asked me to do it, if he could put my foot in his... No, we're not doing that.
No. We don't like foot play. Lulu, stop licking the couch.
That reminds me of a story. I don't even know where I've heard it. Probably multiple podcasts. About the guy who was like an employee at the hospital. It wasn't like a... He was like a very low grade nurse.
And like they woke up and he was licking their feet.
Sucking on their toes. Yeah. That's fun.
You know, like, it's not like a horrible feeling. It's kind of fun. It's like tickly.
What?
I'm just saying. It's not the worst feeling. It's not painful. It's not like, whatever. If
I'll,
my
I'll
feet
call
are clean,
him,
fine.
I'll call him and let you know.
But when I say clean, I mean like I have washed them in the shower and then levitated to the bed where my feet haven't even touched the ground.
Yes.
That's clean. The second they touch the ground outside the shower, they're dirty again.
Yeah. Yep.
Because
yeah.
my dogs touch these floors. And this beach,
you're correct.
She eats earthworms. And then licks her little paws. And then I kiss those little paws.
Ew.
So I've kissed an earthworm.
The rugrats used to eat earthworms.
I was actually Googling, like, is it bad if my dog eats a worm? And, like, for the most part, it's not harmful unless the worm has parasites. And
I
then
think
I got
you're
really
okay.
stressed.
My dog chewed through an electrical cable that she found when
was
she was digging in the yard. Don't know. It was in
Why
the
was there an electrical cable like buried in your yard?
It was really deep. It was obviously supposed to be there, but
my
she's
God,
just
but if it was like an FPL cable or something.
It probably was. Hopefully
oh
it was
my
like
God.
An old phone cable or something. Nothing like crazy, but like what the hell are you doing? Wait,
maybe that's why your neighbor's house is having all these issues.
Oh my God. What if?
Just can't figure out what's going on. It's under the ground.
Listen, my cords are above my house, which is stupid in Florida. So
I know.
I know that that's not my cord.
We got like so many really bad storms last week. And there's the main power line that goes from my house to the pole, which is technically our responsibility if it goes down. Like my neighbor has this big oak tree and the branch is leaning on the wire and it's already like you can see the weight on the wire. And like we had like tornado warnings and all this other stuff. And there were like four tornadoes just south of us. And I was just like, this fucking tree's going down today and we're going to be out. And it's not just that, like they won't fucking put that line back. Like we'll have to pay for it.
That's crazy. They won't come cut because they come and cut on my mom's property all the time.
I've tried to like request. They have like special FPL arborists that'll come out, but they'll only do like the main line. They won't do any line clearing that's from the line attached to your house. Mm. Like that's all our responsibility. And I'm like, it's not even my fucking tree. It's my neighbor's tree. I feel like he would have some feelings if I get up there with a saw and start cutting his tree.
Your property.
It is my property. It is encroaching on my property.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, what you got for me today? Continuation?
Yep. So I am doing... Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm doing part two of The Identical Strangers. So it's a podcast on... It's not a podcast.
This is a podcast.
This is... It's a documentary on Hulu, I think, probably, and it's called Three Identical Strangers. So if you didn't listen to part one, go back, catch up, and then come back here. And
where did we leave off?
The three brothers, they meet, they're like 18, 19 when they first meet. They are infatuated with each other. It's some sort of miracle once in a million trillion years happening that you find not only your identical twin
but your identical triplet.
Crazy. They find out they were all adopted. They all had adopted sisters that were older than them, same exact age, and they all came from the same adoption agency in New York. And you know, the brothers, they didn't really care. They were just so happy to bond with each other and, you know, just feel that feeling that they were missing their whole lives. But their parents were like, what the hell? They knew something was going on. So there was a journalist in like, I don't remember where he's from, like Illinois, very far. He started researching the case and found that this doctor in New York at the time was doing research on, like, he wants to say that it's nature versus nurture, but he was taking sibling sets of like twins and triplets, specifically identical ones, and splitting them up and never telling them and doing research on them.
An experiment.
Yeah. So the parents were, you know, obviously pissed off that they weren't told that their children have not only like another sibling out there, but identical triplets. So whenever they grow up and they're like in movies as like extras on the sidewalk and they own their own restaurant and
was
they
that in part one.
Yeah.
Oh my it God. Was. Why don't I remember that? They were in movies.
It was the movie with Madonna. I can't think of the name. They like catcalled her on the street.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Yeah, they were just like living the high life. They got an apartment together and, you know, eventually it, you know, started winding down. It wasn't getting that exciting anymore. Obviously, you like go into business with, you know, people you haven't lived your whole life with. People have different work ethics, and then you like live together on top of that, and also your siblings, but your adults who have also like never known each other. So all of that, you know, was coming to a head. It wasn't turning out to be the best story.
And now you're all caught up.
Yeah. So on top of these struggles they were having, David's dad, which they called Bubba, He was like the anchor of the group. They like all three of them bonded with him really quickly. He passed away.
Oh.
Yeah. And which caused their relationship to struggle even more. Bobby actually ended up leaving the business. Eddie and David felt like it was a personal betrayal. But Bobby, on the other hand, had been feeling like his brothers were trying to push him out of the business. So, even more issues.
Yeah.
Eddie took the separation the hardest, and it took a toll on his mental health. Friends and family noticed his behavior had been changing. All the boys struggled with mental issues as teens and had been under psychiatric care due to dysfunctional behavior. Bobby was even mixed up in a friend group that tried to frame him for a murder.
Jesus Christ. Yeah,
a lot went on. Like,
just some fun friends.
They had some dark past. And in fact, many of the children that were in that same study as the brothers also had difficulties struggling with their mental illness, like really bad mental illnesses. Lawrence Wright, who was that journalist I was talking about, he's from Texas. I wrote it in here. Hey. Look at me go.
So proud of you.
Yeah. So he was deeply researching. He noticed that the biological mothers of the study, they had also been battling mental illness.
Okay.
So he wondered if the real reason behind the study was to determine if mental disorders were hereditary. Mm. So the nature versus nurture, but specifically studying mental disorders.
I mean, it kind of depends on which mental disorder, I feel. What year was all of this happening?
So they met in 1980 when they were 18.
I feel like a lot of like mental studies were already happening by that point.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like by that point, they probably had a firm grasp of... Yeah. Maybe not, so though.
It was like, you know, 16...
I guess back then 69 they were diagnosing when they were everybody with schizophrenia.
11? I can't do math, so...
That is 44 years ago.
But they were 80 in 1980. They were not 80. In 1980, they were 19 when they met each other. So then they were born in...
1970? No. Girl, get out. I don't know.
Please.
We're not math teachers. Okay?
It's not like I work with numbers all day.
This bitch doesn't count money for a living.
I had to find a percentage today.
That's hard.
I literally had to Google.
I have what done is the that. Percentage of? Yes. It's really weird. It's hard.
Because I never know which number goes for. Okay. You can go ahead and call us stupid. It's okay.
You know what? I don't care. I'll take it. It's hard.
Let's get back
on track.
I don't know where we got off, but we're going to get back on.
They were studying mental illness, perhaps. Hereditary.
Yeah. So Eddie, he ends up being hospitalized for 3 weeks to help with his mental state.
Like Baker acted or?
No.
I guess that probably wasn't a thing back then.
It's like when you're arrested.
He got arrested?
No, like a Baker acting is.
Oh.
And I don't know if that's like just the Florida thing or.
Okay. Carry on. Sorry.
So when he was released, he went back to work at the restaurant with David. A few days later, David was unable to find Eddie. He was supposed to come into work.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So he sent a friend over to the house where she sadly found Eddie dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Yeah. So they were really struggling.
God.
Yeah. Yeah. Eddie the most. It's really sad. Like, you know, you... like go your whole life without them and then you finally meet them and you lose him. So sad. So yeah, obviously
what, like how did everything just devolve so quickly?
I think that he
drugs.
No.
I'm just kidding.
I think that all three of them struggled, and they even said in the documentary it was like, why was it him and not us? You know, cuz they all had the same issues. And they all felt like, both of them were like, it should have been me. Why was it Eddie? Which is just like, I don't know, survivor's guilt?
Just like the butterfly effect.
Yeah. Perhaps it was just like one thing that happened earlier in the day that was just like one thing too far. Like the cashier at the grocery store that he went to just like rolled her eyes at him or something. And he was just like, well, that's it.
Yeah.
You just never know.
Bobby and David were obviously lost. It sent them even more into a spiral with their mental health. Calm down, you're fine.
Okay.
Eddie was not the only person from the study to lose their lives to suicide. So
you
this
just had
no
me.
You're fine.
I'm like, am I gonna listen to a triple suicide story? This is a problem.
It's then, not a triple suicide.
And then you had me calm down, and then you were like, but then somebody else killed themselves
and they all died of old age. So, everyone that was included in, you know, in the study and their families and this guy who's researching thought that this was just too much to be a coincidence, that, you know, all of the mental illness that was coming out of this and the multiple people now who have committed suicide who were children of the study. So Larry Wright, the researcher, fought to find an answer for these families and scoured his research to find out what the findings of the study really were. Turns out all of the research from the study was archived at Yale University and was sealed until the year 2066, unless approved by the Jewish Board of Children and Families.
Jewish Board of what?
Children and Families. So like this adoption agency was specifically like a Jewish adoption agency.
Oh, did you tell me that in part one? Okay, sorry.
And they were
I was briefly very confused.
Yeah. So, like, the board.
Why are they keeping this all to themselves?
This board was made of very powerful people who had political ties in, you know, Washington, D.C. and
Russia.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
So Dr. Neubauer, who was the crazy doctor who ran the study, had admitted that the study's funding had come from private family foundations and Washington. That's all he said. The funding for this study.
Okay.
So obviously the background of this study is political.
Yeah.
And when that's where your money comes from,
you
got to make them happy.
That means that they have a ulterior motive.
Yeah. Right. So the study said it was closed because it was running out of money. So why was the study sealed for decades and decades?
Yeah, that's weird. The fucking Kennedy assassination was sealed for a shorter amount of time, I feel.
Yeah. So they had to be hiding something because they purposely moved it, the unseal date, 2066, to be when anyone from the study is not going to be alive anymore.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Can I make a guess?
I don't know.
Oh. You don't know if I can make a guess, or you don't know the answer to my guess?
It's sealed, so.
Oh, so we don't even know?
Yeah.
I mean, they like didn't go to fucking court to get it unsealed? I probably won't be alive by 2066.
Please stop stressing me out.
What? I have a death pact.
Stop stressing me out.
I thought with you.
No. So, okay. So obviously, they were hiding some pretty terrible things in this study.
Yeah.
That was just what everyone's assuming because, I mean, they're hiding it from the people who were in the study. Like, this information is about them and they're hiding it. So, it's like, who were they trying to protect? Those kids? The adults they turned into? Or are they trying to protect themselves?
Definitely themselves.
Yeah.
Because they just released those kids upon the world. They don't give a fuck about those kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. If they cared about the kids, they would have kept them at least until adulthood.
So many of the subjects of the study and lots of journalists have also tried to gain access from the Jewish board with no success. So the freaking subjects, like the twins and triplets, were not granted access.
Even though it pertains to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So here I'm like, this is on Hulu. Like,
Hulu, you need to break into Washington, right. D.C.
Like, this, you know, if it's going to Hulu, like, it, that's powerful people, you know, like.
Disney people.
Like, they're gonna get what they want, you know?
Did Hulu find out the secret?
No, but I'm just, that's just, like, in my mind what I'm thinking. Like, yeah, other journalists have tried to do it, but, like, this is Hulu.
Yeah. Like, they've got Disney money.
Yeah.
But obviously they didn't crack it open because you aren't telling me what the fucking experiment was about.
Okay. Lawrence Wright did find another research assistant from the study, because remember he had interviewed the first lady. So this research assistant did agree that, looking like in hindsight, that this study was very unethical. So that's why he was willing to talk about it, because he felt bad.
So he, like, saw everything that went down?
I don't think so. He had divulged that the boys were purposely placed into families as the second adopted child with the same age distance between each of them. So, like, they all had their sisters. They were adopted from the same agency. So they specifically, like, went to families where it had all the same controls and the only thing that was mm-hmm. different was the parents and the money that they made.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Because then they're not factoring, like, everyone's mental shit.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's different. Like, I would be a terrible mother. You're an amazing mother.
Oh, thank you. That's my heart. So, yeah, that just seems crazy. Like, how did the adoption agency, like, pull this off? Like, you have to, like, get every single factor correct in, like, these people's lives and also convince them to now get a second baby?
Maybe that's why they ran out of money so fast.
Maybe. It's like
they had to bribe people.
It's like, oh, these, we need
take
families.
This baby, you're perfect.
We need families that all adopted girls at the same time, and now we have to get we have triplet boys, and now we need to make sure that these same families are now willing to adopt another child.
Well,
all at the same time.
The adoption lists are pretty long, so maybe they had a fuckload of people to choose from. Maybe. Is this like all across the country?
Yeah, just in New York.
Oh, no, I thought the boys were all spread out.
They all spread out through New York.
Yep. Okay.
That's where they went wrong. They were too close to each other.
Yeah, word. Doppelgangers.
Oh, and they hand-selected the families for the boys also because they knew exactly how they parented. Because...
Are they spying on them?
No, because they did do follow-ups with the girls.
Yeah, but so they, like, if we know anything about some families in the system, you put on a pretty face for the people that are checking up on you.
Everyone does that.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
So Eddie had been placed. He wasn't. Eddie was placed with a strict, militant father who was a self-described harsh disciplinarian who said they were a quiet family and didn't share their problems with each other.
Ooh, that
so
was healthy,
warm, and cozy.
This was Eddie. He's the one that
killed
himself.
Yes.
Yep.
Lost his life. Bobby and David do contribute the fact that they are both still here to their families.
Oh.
Was Eddie doomed from the beginning? Dr. Neubauer just was like, yeah.
Were his parents still alive? His adopted
his
parents
dad,
when
yeah,
he
his,
passed?
Yeah, and his dad was in the interview, and... So yeah, he's like, the one that said he was a harsh disciplinarian.
Oh, that's sad.
It's just who he was. So after the documentary was released, the Jewish Board of Children and Families did end up providing David and Robert with the study records.
You told me that they were sealed, you ho.
They are.
This isn't the full shebang bang.
Well, this contained more than 10,000 files. Ew. However, the records were heavily redacted.
So, like, it's just a bunch of black lines on the paper with, like, every other word. Like, the, of, those are the only words you can see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, in the end, no solutions were unearthed. Who knows if they even, like, got the full records that they were even told they were going to get.
Again, it was just a piece of paper with a bunch of black lines on it.
So they never got to the bottom of, you know, the large majority of the findings. The one research assistant that they had talked to, that guy, he was one of the researchers that went to that children's houses and like interviewed them and ran the test and took videos of them. And yeah, even he said he would take all the notes and, you know, record them and then go on to the next one, knowing. And he, you know, he thought about that. He knew that I'm going to these brothers and they don't know that I'm going to see their brother, you know?
And like, what did the families think when he came to like fucking record them? That's not a normal process in an adoption scenario, like recording your child.
Yeah. Because they thought they were a part.
They thought that was like the normal procedure.
Yeah, of a study that was normal. Like, you know, how do adoptive children end up fitting in with their parents?
So and they
how
thought do they, it was just a part of some study. They just yeah. didn't think it was like a...
Like, how do they grow, develop mentally, I'm sure, with like study. Other children who are not
right.
adopted? And, you know, how do they bond with parents and stuff like that?
Gotcha.
Just, you know, normal stuff.
Is it?
Yeah. So there are still lots of sets of twins out there who are part of this study. They were yet to be discovered.
They probably have no idea.
Yeah. You know, if you're like probably Jewish, adopted, were born in the years that we couldn't figure out because of that math problem. 70s.
If you can do math, let us know. How about this? If you go to the bar and you go, that guy looks just like me, go introduce yourself.
And yeah, then tell us about
it. Who your mom is. I don't know. Were you adopted?
Were you adopted?
No? I'll just go fuck myself then.
So now that the records have been unsealed,
there, quote unquote,
there are many, many videos of the boys when they were young during the home visits from the psychologist.
So they did release cool. those.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's cool for them to have those videos.
Yeah.
And, you know, compare how similar they were. And I just have to say, they were so, so them? Cute. Yeah, they played it afterwards. Like, oh, you know, like little clips and stuff.
Cute.
They were the cutest little babies. They just had these big, giant eyes. And
you oh also my goodness. Have baby fever, though, so...
Yeah.
I feel like you think all babies are cute.
Nah. I saw some ugly ones on TikTok. They were preemie, so maybe I shouldn't say that.
Oh, no. But preemie like, babies look like little lizards.
Yeah. I mean, my brother and sister were preemies. And
my nephew is a preemie, and he definitely looked like he's got like all the cords running in his nose. Yeah.
Well, like the little baby chickens without any hair on them.
That's fine. Babies with hair on them are creepy.
No. Chickens without any feathers, you know, like little...
Anyway, I don't want my babies to have feathers.
You don't want babies to have feathers?
Or beaks.
So anyway...
There's a problem if your baby has a beak.
That is the end of that story. They don't...
Thanks, Tamara.
They don't
I
have
thought we were really going to get a conclusion here, but you left me on a... Don't know.
The conclusion is that...
The conclusion is that we can't do math, and there may be several thousand twins out there that don't know they're twins.
Right. But also, the conclusion is just this, like, shitty doctor wanted to know what would happen when you do this, and I'm sure that there was all these political people.
Do you know what it reminds me of?
Yeah.
It reminds me of, like, just, like, the fucking Nazi doctors who just, mm-hmm. like, they're like, I wonder what this would do. And they just, like, experimented on people with, like, yeah, just, like, no consideration of anything. It's yeah, the Nazi doctors.
Apparently,
and you know what
this
else?
Guy, he is Jewish, and he was involved.
Oh, he's Jewish?
In the Holocaust.
I was like, I wonder if he's a Nazi doctor experimenting on the Jewish
Maybe
babies.
Maybe people experimented on him, the Nazi doctors, during the Holocaust.
And made him all fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
I mean, I'd be fucked up. That's some scary shit.
That is some scary shit. Just going to a doctor's office in general is scary. I couldn't imagine going into an experimental doctor's office. We're going to do
experimental
some alternative medicine. Puts on Metallica.
He put this under your tongue. What does green taste
slide
like?
Slide back in your chair. I'm just going to put these chains on you.
Calm down.
Yeah. Maybe he just didn't find any findings and realized that, like, nature versus nature is bullshit.
Well, this fucking thing was bust.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell him when I ran out of money.
Yeah, or he was like, ugh, this isn't going the way I wanted it to.
Or he was like, I borrowed all this money from the government, and now I don't have any results, and they want me to pay it back.
Yeah. I'm just going to disappear.
It's like them PPP loans.
I don't know what that is. I'm not a banker.
Me either.
People and pizza. People's Piddles and Pestilence.
OPP.
That's the title of this episode.
Thank you. Thank you.
PPP. Okay.
Speaking of not being a banker.
Oh my God.
I am also not a lawyer.
Nobody said you were.
Apparently. They think I'm a fucking.
Who?
Legal. I don't know.
Hold on.
So.
What?
One of my customers has had some issues with his trust, okay? His trust, when you need a trust, his family, they're like millionaires and they own some very well-known businesses in the area.
Fine.
Okay? So he's just like classic trust fund baby. He's like 60 now, but like he literally doesn't have a driver's license and he has like a wife and children.
Yeah.
Like
he is a baby then.
Yeah. So he had like mixed up some like checks that were supposed to be made to the trust and his personal accounts, and it was like it's a huge mix up. So like because I see him so much, he wants to like talk to me.
Ugh. I hate when people do
that. And like we're trying to resolve this and we need all these legal documents from him. And of course, since he's a millionaire, he has like a whole team of like accountants and
why can't they do this
so though? Many different companies, and he's got probably like 15 different attorneys and they're not all in the same company, so we need all this like important paperwork from his trust, and it's very specific because there's like amendments and other things I've never heard of, because I'm sure because his family doesn't want him being the only one on his trust because he obviously can't handle it. So now these trust companies,
again, man baby,
these trust companies are actually like kind of in charge of his trust so that he's not the only one that can like run wild with it. But he just doesn't understand it. And we're like, okay, you need this and this and this and this, and this is what's going to happen. And he'll come back and be like, well, I don't want to do this. And do they know that like I did this and this, and what does this exactly mean? And I'm like, fuck, I don't know. I'm not a fucking lawyer. Like, I've told him so many times, take this exact email and show it to your lawyer.
One of the 15.
Your lawyer will know exactly what these terms are and exactly what documents he needs to provide in order to prove who from this trust company is going to be able to approve you taking money out of your trust. Okay. It's just such a mess, and I'm not a lawyer, and I'm getting so frustrated because he'll come to me and then I have to go to upper people and say, okay, this is his response to me, can you please tell me what I need to say, because I don't want to give him too much information that he shouldn't have or say something incorrect, because this is all very important legal yeah. stuff. And they're like,
you could get sued if you fuck up.
I'm like, I need to know what to say to him. And they're like, oh, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's nothing. They're like, he just needs to know that we have to open the trust and blah. Nothing that hasn't already been said before. And I'm like, can you take a fucking hint and realize I'm probably not, like, having this middle person isn't happening.
Yeah. They're not going to take a hint. They never will.
Oh, I'm so stressed out that I'm going to fuck something up.
Then just ignore him.
I can't, because he comes in and believe, this is $300,000.
Then you just need to keep saying, I'm sorry, you have to talk to your lawyer.
I know. Yeah. But like, why am I the one? This is not only like,
because he's a man baby. He doesn't know what he's doing.
But like, my company needs to back me up differently, because this, he's a multimillionaire client, first of all. Get your shit together. Yeah. Second of all, this is $300,000 and you're having
maybe he needs to get his shit together if he's fucking up all these fucking things.
At the same time, like, you're having me give secondhand legal advice to this man and then being expected to answer his questions for $300,000 on one of our huge clients who have a huge family.
I'm sure you can just say, like, I'm sorry, I can't give legal advice.
Like, even my boss, I'm like, why? You need to handle this. Why am I still? I understand that he's comfortable with me, but.
Again, not a lawyer.
It doesn't matter. And like,
the branch is going to end up getting sued if something gets fucked up. Right.
Like, it's like me giving him advice on his fucking car motor thing. Engine, that's what they're called. I'm not good at it. See, like, I would have someone dead.
Do you want her working on your car motor? Right in.
Anyway, that has just been frustrating, and
it's fun dealing with people who have too much money.
Like, it's not really. I don't even care about him and his money and his like stupidity. It's honestly my company thinking that this is the right way to go about this. Like, get some shit on your fucking, like, get some shit together. Take someone from our vast fucking legal team and have them reach out to him. Mm-hmm. Why am I, a mid-level manager, talking about fucking legal advice?
All she wants to do is write her schedule.
All I want to do is go home and poop on my lunch break, but my water's been off and it's been really difficult.
God, she's having a week.
It could be worse. My neighbors.
It really could be worse.
Have not been home in like 2 weeks. They've been living out of a hotel.
That they have to pay for, I found out.
Yeah. See them. Anyway, that's my story. Do you have anything else to add?
No.
How about rate, review, subscribe?
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Fearful Friends Podcast and whatnot.
Yes.
Any stories. Spooky stories.
Crazy work stories. Yep. Anything. Anything crazy.
gmail.com.
Yeah.
Still haven't gotten a single fucking email.
Guys.
I'm just kidding. I've gotten two emails.
Oh, we a lie. We got a very big email.
We did get a very big email.
Yeah. So that's a really exciting project that we get to work on.
Yeah. Should be fun.
That's it.
We love you. We have to record another episode right after this. So our voices may be hoarse and our drinks may be kicking in, but we'll do our best. So,
all right. Bye, friends.
Bye.